This is Gulf Coast Life. I'm Mike Conniver. Thanks for joining us. Research into the science of kindness in recent decades has moved the conversation from kindness being a feel-good sentiment into a rigorous field of study that shows significant physiological and psychological benefits for people who practice it. At the same time, there's a growing global kindness movement comprised of a network of organizations dedicated to highlighting these kinds of benefits and encouraging ways to embed the practice of kindness into our everyday lives. Florida Gulf Coast University offered its first class on kindness about 6 years ago, and not long after, FGCU founding faculty member Dr. Maria Rocca founded the school's Roots of Compassion and Kindness Center. Now the Rock Center is preparing to host a global kindness summit called K20 that will kick off the Kindness Without Borders initiative. Kindness leaders from around the world will gather on the FGCU campus this May for a series of talks and interactive events, all with the goal of sharing knowledge and inspiring action. I spoke recently with the co-founders of the K20 Kindness Summit to get a preview. Let's hear that now. Dr. Maria Rocca is an associate professor in the Department of Integrated Studies at FGCU and director of the university's Roots of Compassion and Kindness, or ROC Center, and she's a founding faculty member here at FGCU. Welcome back, Maria.
Thank you so much.
Francesca Donland is a ROC Center board member and co-founder of the K20 Summit with Maria and Alan, who we'll introduce in a second. Good to see you, Francesca.
Nice to see you, too.
And Alan Williams is a values-driven leadership advisor, author, and founder of Service Brand Global and co-founder of the K20. Welcome to the show, Alan.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, Maria, we've had you on the show several times talking about the Rock Center. You guys were founded in 2020. You've got this summit coming up in May. Seems like it's a pretty big deal. Would you say this is sort of the Rock Center taking it to the next level?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. Most of what we've done with the Rock Center to date has been local and has been connected with everything from small children to senior citizens. But this is the first time we're bringing other people are from around the world who are working in the area of kindness to our campus and to our community.
Francesca, you're on the Rock Center board. How did you become involved with it?
Oh, I am a very proud member of the Rock board. I taught the first kindness class at FGCU with Maria's permission.
What year was that? Do we know?
It was before 2020.
Was it?
Yeah, you were doing it before we started the center.
I think it was right when we started the center. Right. Anyway, as we started the center, I started teaching the class and the science and research around kindness. I taught it for 3 years, and it was transformative for me and my students and helped lead me to the K20.
Did you come to Maria and say, look, this emerging science around kindness, let me teach about it?
That is exactly what I did. I walked into her office and I said, hey, there's this guy at Stanford who teaches a kindness class and things feel fairly hateful. Could I teach one? And his name is Jamil Zaki, and he gave me his syllabus. And Maria said, write something up and let's see if we can make it happen. And she made it happen.
Describe the Rock Center in top-level terms for a radio listener to just understand it, either you or Maria.
Maria.
So the Roots of Compassion and Kindness Center was established to teach compassion, kindness, and empathy to FGCU students, then to take it out into the community so that we do workshops in the community. We have programs for everything from 3 and 4 year olds called Rock Reads all the way up to our Rock of Ages program now, where we are partnering FGCU students with senior citizens. But the goal really is to try to transform this part of the state, the country, to the most compassionate, kind, empathetic place to live, work, play, and study.
I was going to ask you if when you started the Rock Center, you were well aware of a global or national and global movement, if you could call it that, around kindness and empathy. And then Francesca explained that there was emerging research. I mean, were you well aware of a global movement, much like you're going to be bringing together in May?
Yes, because I knew all about the Stanford work. I knew about some of the things being done at Berkeley, being done at Notre Dame. I mean, mostly it was things in this country that I was aware of because I was looking at what was happening on university campuses.
Alan, let's bring you in now. Before you tell us about yourself and the work you do, can you help us or can you help listeners understand what this kindness movement is like outside of the United States? It seems like you're from the UK. It seems like you're in this world. You might be able to characterize it for us.
Yeah, sure. So around about 3 years ago, I started to get interested in the World Kindness Movement, which is a global organization, been around for 25 years, representation from about 30-odd countries. And I thought, ah, great, there's an umbrella organization for everybody that does work in the area of kindness. And then quickly discovered that wasn't the case. So that's what led me to start thinking about, well, what if there was something that created a conducive environment for all of the existing players in the kindness space to be able to connect with each other, collaborate together, and create more positive impact together? So that was the birthing of K20.
So now tell us a bit about yourself and your background and the work that you do with Service Brand Global and how all of that overlaps with or is adjacent to that kindness movement.
Yeah, so first career was commercial hospitality management. So I used to run five-star hotels, conference centers, that sort of thing. Got a bit fed up with the corporate world, so set up my own consulting firm, and that's part of what I do. But over the last probably 5 years, I've started to take the advice that my grandmother gave me when I was a little boy, about 7, 8 years old. She used to say to me, Alan, you need to follow your nose. And I've come to realize that that's exactly the same as following your values. And when you follow your values, follow the energy around you, and just trust that things are going to work out, they often do. And this is the latest example.
You use the word authentic in the first line of the company's description. Is authenticity at the root, no pun intended, Maria, of this idea? You know, the idea that you can't fake authenticity, I guess, is kind of a silly way to put it.
Yeah, in the world that we live in, you know, people on Facebook living their best life, but underneath it's not like that at all. And this isn't about expecting everybody to be good people. If you believe in greed and power, then just say so and then behave accordingly, and then everybody knows where they stand.
Explain what values-driven means, because that's also very present on the website and the other things that I've read up on you.
Yeah, so your values are what's really important to you at your core. And rather than leave it by chance, you can actually make conscious choices and decisions about how you lead your life. So if you choose to do things that are in line with, for instance, me, creation and excellence and adaptability and kindness, then you're likely to find that you enjoy what you do.
Is part of what you do try to convince business people that being compassionate and kind and values driven can be good for the bottom line?
Partly, but hand in hand with that, if you don't believe that, that's up to you and get on. And then people around you can make their own choices about whether they want to deal with you or not.
Maria, so how did you get in touch with or connected to Alan?
Through Francesca.
So Francesca, how did you get connected with Alan?
Well, it's kind of a crazy story. It's sort of the magic of K20. But I started, after I taught a kindness class for 3 years, I had to move to Rhode Island to help my mom. And I decided that in 2025, I would do an act of kindness every day, and I would post about it on LinkedIn to see if the science and research around what I taught was really true as I practiced it every day. And so Alan, who's in the kindness space, saw my LinkedIn post early January, and we had a Zoom. And he said, I just have this great idea about bringing all these kindness leaders together in one place. And I said, I think that's a great idea. And I know someone at a university who probably thinks it's a great idea too. So 1 week later, I met with Maria. Maria said, I love it. Maybe 3 or 4 weeks later, we brought it to the board. They loved it. And 1 year later, here we are.
When you saw that post of hers, did you imagine that it could be transformed that quickly into something like this, Alan?
Not at all. And I think that's the power of having confidence that what will be to a certain extent. So it's about making space for that magic to happen rather than necessarily having a detailed plan, which doesn't happen anyway.
What will your role be in it? You're co-founder. You three are co-founders. During the actual event, will you be one of the speakers, Alan? Or
yes.
And you're a speaker too, Maria?
Yes.
Tell us who some of the other speakers are.
Well, our keynote is Brian McLaren.
And explain who he is.
And Brian McLaren is an activist and an author, and his most recent book is called Life After Doom. And he also, though, has a wonderful program called Zoe on Campus that is working with campus ministries. So that's one of the ways he and I have really connected with each other, is a concern for the way campus ministries are going. And But so he was just here doing a residency out on Sanibel, and I got to spend a little time with him and mention this, and he said he'd love to come and be part of it.
Is there anybody – are you still putting the finishing touches on it, or is it like carved in stone at this point?
We're still putting finishing touches, but I mean, Alan can talk more about some of the people who are coming because it's a pretty impressive list of people coming.
Yeah, give us some basics, Alan.
Yeah, so one of the objectives of establishing the leadership group was to have representation from some of the biggest, most well-established kindness organizations in the world. So the Kinder Foundation, Kindness Worldwide, the World Kindness Movement, they all have representatives on the leadership group, and some of them are speaking. But actually, we're not attaching so much importance to the speakers themselves because some of the people in the audience are probably more qualified than some of the speakers. So one of the vibes of the event is that the audience will participate so that it's not speaker focused.
I saw a LinkedIn post that you made that made that exact point. It basically said it's not going to just be, you know, I think you described it as sages on the stage. But it's the idea is to get all these people in the same physical space.
Yeah, that's right. And I think many people listening to this will have been to events where you arrive at the beginning of the day, you sit on your seat, there's a parade of these people speaking, their messages all blend into one. You have no time to speak to the brilliant people either side of you, and you go home. So we don't want that to happen.
How do you prevent that from happening?
The structure of the different workshops and the sessions throughout the day, they're all designed to have interaction.
Are there film screenings?
One, yes.
There's a film screening. What film will be screened?
The Power of Small, which is a brilliant movie about a lady who decided to give 50 people she knew money and ask them to be kind with it. And then they made a film of the stories. It's wonderful.
What was it called again?
Power of Small.
Power of Small. I'd like to take a moment to reintroduce my guests. Dr. Maria Rocca is director of the Roots in Compassion and Kindness Center at Florida Gulf Coast University. Francesca Donlin is a member of the Rock Center's board, and Alan Williams is founder of Service Brand Global. It's a UK-based company that works to enable authentic service organizations to thrive and flourish in what they term the values economy. We're getting a preview of the May launch of what's called the Kindness Without Borders Initiative at the K20 Summit. These three people talking are the co-founders of it. It's hosted by the Rock Center here in Fort Myers. They'll be bringing global kindness leaders from around the world together for 4 days of meetings and talks. If you'd like to engage with the show about this topic, find us on our social media. We are WGCU Public Media on Instagram and Facebook. So Kindness Without Borders Initiative. This launch will be a networking event, an energy building event, but what about enacting and moving action out into the world?
So if I can start with a small example, we have participation of the leadership team from Shell Point. And one of the activities that we're going to be running is that Shell Point, we've got to work out the detail, but bring an anonymized list of some of their residents with their hobbies and interests. And then the audience will look to match their own hobbies and interests with a resident that they choose, and they'll write them a letter.
Huh. And that's just for the Shell Point people, or is the idea that that's something that can then be scaled up, you know, to the whole world? People from these other organizations can take that back home with them, et cetera.
Yeah, that's right. But what we don't want to do is get into the this is what you should do. We would rather inspire people who go home and do it themselves.
Let's talk some basic details. It's May 14th through 17th.
Yeah,
you said the main event is the...
The 15th and 16th.
And it's at FGCU and the Water School.
Correct.
And there's a cost involved.
It depends. If you are affiliated in any way with FGCU, if you have a UIN, that means faculty, staff, students, anybody affiliated with alumni can attend for free. And so you just have to be able to put your UIN in, and then you get a free ticket. There is a cost for people not affiliated with FGCU. There is a link on the ROC website that if you go to the Roots of Compassion and Kindness website at Florida Gulf Coast University, it will take you right to the link where you can register and you can see all the different, because you can pay for one day, you can pay for both days, you can just get a separate ticket for Brian McLaren's talk.
Will there be remote participation available?
Not during the event. We are weighing whether we may record sessions and then do something with them after the fact. But as of now, we feel pretty strongly about the first time being in person.
This event, as we said at the beginning, is sort of like taking the Rock Center up to another level. You guys are all in this kindness space. you said, Francesca, that you were teaching classes about the science of kindness and compassion going back more than 6 years or about 6 years. Yeah. My question I want you, each of you to answer is, do you feel like there's momentum building in this space or that you're swimming upstream and the current is getting faster? Maria?
Both.
Both.
It's yes and. Yes, there's lots of movement. Yes, there's lots of recognition from people that we better start doing more with kindness and compassion and empathy. Are we swimming upstream? Yes. I feel like we're salmon. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Alan?
I think people realize kindness is much needed, but I also think people struggle to know how to do that at its best. And so that's what we hope to be able to provide for people. So K20 is designed to be a catalyst for others and to make more of the existing energy that's out there.
And Francesca?
I think that as we come together, my goal is that kindness is brought back into our conversation and in our community. I was on a plane recently and I sat next to a woman who was going through cancer treatments, and I just shared with her that I was going to Fort Myers to work on this kindness summit, and she literally started crying and said, I just need kindness. I'm going to go. And I think that's what is really at the heart of this, is that when I talk to people about this kindness summit, we're missing kindness. We miss it. And it can start with the most simplest ways of just looking someone in the eye and saying good morning when you walk by them. You don't have to give, 50% of your pay for philanthropy. We're just talking about bringing back civility and really making kindness a forefront of our lives or even just a part of our lives, just bringing it back. We want to bring it back.
Maria, you've taught in the world of media studies throughout your life. Many of us live our lives very much through screens. The algorithms want tension. They want friction. They want crassness. How do you push back against that in a world where, kindness may not turn the algorithm up, if you will?
I see in our students a turn a little at a time away from social media and from all of the screens. There, if you talk to our students, they do more game nights, like board game nights. They're working harder to actually have real three-dimensional interactions with each other. I think those are spaces that are rich ground for building more work towards kindness and compassion. We do a media fast in one of my classes where they have to give up it all for a week. And I actually had a student come to me the other day and say, "You'll be so proud of me. I'm on week two." He said, "It changed me in 1 week." And he said, "I'm seeing things more. I'm seeing people more. I'm recognizing that when people look sad." You kind of have to take the phone away from your face and the buds out of your ears if you're going to notice that people around you might need that door held open for them or the smile or somebody say, "Are you okay?" And those are all acts of kindness. It does, like Francesca said, it doesn't have to be anything big. It could be something just that you notice.
And from my perspective, maybe the most powerful stuff is the stuff in between the main events. It's just the moments. It's just the human interactions that we have. By the way, my prediction is the word of the year, if not this year, but next year, is going to be human because of everything happening with AI. I hear it more and more. People are like, "I just want to have a human experience by going to the museum." It's like, we didn't used to say we were going to have a human experience by going to the museum, but I feel like there is some sort of a pushback that's real happening.
For sure. And you mentioned the gaps in between the scheduled events, and we're calling that space for kindversations.
Kindversations. Talk a little bit more about that.
Well, having a conversation with good intention and with another human being.
I think, and this is going to sound silly, but it's like I've seen so many things become super popular because of social media trends, TikTok trends. It's like if somebody could just figure out how to make the thing that all the people on TikTok want to do is be nice and they're all out nicing each other, you could really make a big difference because I don't think people are trying to not be kind. I think they just don't know to try or something. I don't know.
Well, the great thing about kindness is it's contagious. So if you could put some kindness and it got a hold, you could make a huge difference.
as long as you can maintain the authenticity, because what we wouldn't want is what has happened on many social media platforms where people are posting to chase numbers rather than do the real thing.
In the work that you do, Alan, where has generative AI emerged or raised its head? It seems like there's got to be some kind of overlap between the kind of work that you do and the world of generative AI.
Yeah, for sure. So, for instance, in the world of customer experience, where I focus a lot of my work, there seems to be a tendency to want to follow the technology. And so leaders in organizations making a decision to have a bot answering the phone because everybody else is, irrespective of the fact that customers are getting worse service as a result.
What if, I mean, and this is just the devil's advocate, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but, you know, chatbots have gotten pretty good. If they are built to be kind, that could at least be a neutral versus having a person on the other end of the phone that doesn't care.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think technology potentially can add a lot of value. But the problem is not many people are still holding the end in mind. They're getting consumed with the means, which is putting tech in place without much thought around it.
Well, we're pretty much coming up to the end of the time that we have, so I want, Maria, you to summarize the details of the event. It's not until May.
Correct. Right. But you can register now.
You can register now, so give us the breakdown.
Okay. So the K20 will be held on the Florida Gulf Coast University campus. It says May 14th to 17th, but the actual two full days of activities are the 15th and 16th. The 15th is more focused on corporate leadership, and the 16th is more focused on community. So we'll have an interfaith panel that day. That's when the ShellPoint people, I think, are coming out. So we really are trying to think about all of the different areas in our lives where kindness manifests. But as I said, if you go to the Roots of Compassion and Kindness website at Florida Gulf Coast University, there is a link there to register. Free to anybody affiliated with the university, and minimal cost for people from outside.
Is there a target audience, or is it just all humans?
All humans. Anybody who thinks kindness is important.
Any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with, Francesca?
Just if you're listening to this in your car or you're taking a walk, just think about the tiny things that you can do. Let someone in, you know, on the road, or smile at someone walking by. These are just the beginnings of changing our behavior. And kindness really, really is such a superpower, and it can truly transform your life.
Alan, you get the last word.
I loved what you were saying about humans. And so if you're thinking about coming along to this event and sitting next to people from all sorts of walks of life and backgrounds, don't think too much. Just sign up and come.
Alan Williams is a value-driven leadership advisor, author, and founder of Service Brand Global and co-founder of the K20 Summit. Thank you for being here, Alan.
Cheers.
Dr. Maria Rocca is director of the Florida Gulf Coast University Roots of Compassion and Kindness, or ROC Center. She's also a founding FGCU faculty member, so has been here since the beginning. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you for having me.
And Francesca Donlin is a member of the ROC Center board and co-founder of the summit as well. Thank you, Francesca.
Thank you.
If you go to our website, wgcu.org/GCL, you can find a link to the ROC Center and information about the K20 Kindness Summit and all of our past shows, or you can just Google FGCU ROC Center. Our show today was produced by yours truly. For now, thanks for listening. I'm Mike Kinnairy. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM. We are NPR for Southwest Florida.